So, as you guys get to the top of the stairs, you see this area opens up into what kind of looks like three sections. Off to your right, you can see that there are multiple tombs. Like, these are like big stone casket tombs. And there appears to be about 10 of them, from a rough guesstimate. They seem to be pushed against the walls, and there's a whole bunch stacked in the corner. And you're not sure exactly what they're being used for, but they are there, and they appear, most of them appear to be cracked or opened. In between them, you can see a large steel cage that was probably used to house people from the bodies that are in there currently. You can see what looks to be several people that have either starved to death or gotten killed in different ways. In front of you, you can see a large kind of like U-shaped table set against the wall. This thing is huge. You see tons of documents, all of which right now are on fire. It appears someone has deliberately set fire to these things. All the tables in between them are on fire also. However, there are three larger, kind of wider tables that appear to be different than the tables set against the walls, as they are made of reinforced wood and have steel reinforcement in them and have straps and kind of like a holding device. One of them is empty and is just on fire. Another one appears to have some sort of amalgamation of parts stitched together. And the third appears to be sort of like a table that looks like it has parts that were laid out for like specific use. Like, you see certain parts organized and you see tools, but these again are all on fire currently. On your left, you see several cabinets that have been like wrenched open. There's stuff on the ground, like someone was getting out of here in a hurry. And there are some more tombs on the left. You manage to catch the glimpse of what looks to be this man in full plate armor that is fiddling with some keys at this large stone door. He's about like 70, 80 feet away from you. And you notice that he has a young woman that he's holding with one hand behind him. Not necessarily like to cover himself, but she does kind of block. Upon hearing you guys come up, he gives a quick glance back and immediately puts a key into the door. Roll for initiative.
Could I cast a spell before, since I had not when we were running up?
Did you drink a potion?
No, I did not.
Then feel free.
I'm going to cast Protection from Energy Fire on Leovar.
Okay. All right. Josh, initiative?
A nat 20.
Ezra?
19.
Brina?
I got a 10.
Jess?
17.
Josh?
I...
Right, I don't know why I have you twice on here. Apologies.
Oh, okay.
That was my bad.
Okay. I thought that was just for me to go.
Did you roll nat 20?
Yeah.
Rolling.
Damn.
What was your flat roll?
They're like
4.
Cool, I got another nat 20.
Oh, my Lord, fuck off.
Hoping that was for Leo. Not no. The fucking...
No.
It was not. Apologies.
Fucking of course.
So, as you guys come up the route there, he turns around and looks at you guys, and suddenly you see him cast a spell. And then he holds up his fingers, but he doesn't actually shoot it at you guys. He holds it there, like, ready to go. And he says, "Stop! Nobody move!" What do you guys do?
I spellcraft.
Go for
it. An 18.
It's 15 plus the spell level, right?
I have no bloody idea.
Yeah, I have no clue.
I'm not used to having low spellcraft. It's usually like, oh, 25. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Identify a spell being cast, 15 plus spell level. You don't know. It's out of your scope.
Oh, no. Not that shocking.
Yeah.
Do you guys all freeze?
Yeah, I'm not going to do anything.
Can we tell, is the lady that he has in hand, is that Cora? Or is that someone else?
Make a spot check, Brina.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to freeze.
25 in total.
So she very closely matches the description of Cora.
See her before?
We've seen her because we found her sleeping in the abandoned home.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, never mind.
Sorry. It's Cora. My apologies.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot.
Okay.
That was a slip of the mind on my part. Apologies.
No,
you're fine. You're good.
So yes, it is Cora.
Okay. Does he look like he's going to hurt her? Like
he just whips around. He doesn't even like use Cora as like a shield necessarily. He's just holding her, and he casts a spell and holds it. He doesn't immediately shoot it. He just says what he said. Do you move?
No.
Because he said, freeze.
I just say, give us Cora, but I won't move or do anything.
Well, it's Brina. Are you moving?
Nope. Just, I tell him, let the girl go.
Okay, so nobody's attacking him?
No.
All right, I just want to make sure that nobody's. All right. He holds the spell in his hand for a second. He just kind of looks at all of you kind of like curiously for a second. You said, what again? Let Cora go?
Yeah.
Roll diplomacy at -5.
Oh boy. 16.
So he kind of just looks at you for a second and he kind of goes, if I let her go, you let me go?
This time? Yes.
He lets her go. And she starts to run towards you guys. He immediately turns around and starts undoing the lock and it opens pretty quick.
I turn to Leovar and just really quick say, grab the papers you can.
He goes, right. And he just runs over to the tables.
How stupid do I want to be, though?
You did that, and I was like...
How stupid do I want to be, guys?
I just gave my word.
We're good.
So...
Okay. Because I'm half tempted to follow and stalk. That's true. I don't know. I have that much of a health. Fuck it. Nope. I'm not going to do it.
I don't want him to turn around and fire what he's got up his sleeve.
But I do my best, my damnedest, to remember that face.
Fair.
He's in full plate.
Yeah, but is his face... Does he have any crest or sigils on him, then, in full plate? Is it good armor? Is it shitty armor?
Like, take the time to study him as he's scrambling to try to get away.
I mean... You only have a couple, you don't have very long, but roll a spot check, Brina.
Okay. Ooh, okay, that's a good spot. Okay. 25 to a spot.
So, what you notice about him, at least from his armor, is there's nothing on his armor in particular that gives him away. However, you do notice that he has a large chain necklace that has a small symbol on it hanging from his neck. Now it's slightly covered because he has a cape and he's again wearing full armor and everything else, and he has stuff sort of in the way, but you can pick it out and it looks like a circle, but it's like a maw with like an eye in the center. However, you can see that there's a dark, like there's like a cut through it, so it looks damaged, whether on accident or on purpose. You're not exactly sure what that is, but that's the thing that sticks out to you the most.
Okay. Interesting.
Within a couple seconds, he gets beyond the door. You see it shut, and you hear a resounding kind of like... no more need for initiative track now. Leobar immediately jumps into the fire, and he just starts literally pulling out books, and as he grabs them, he just literally hots them as hard as he can to try and get them out of fire. He does his best, but it looks like
most of it's already on fire.
Whoever that was took the time to make sure to destroy this shit pretty thoroughly. So, as Cora gets to you, she just kind of like, she comes up to you and immediately just breaks down and starts sobbing and just goes, thank you. Thank you so much for coming to save me. I didn't know what he was going to do.
I still can't say for certain what he's doing, but I just like pull her into like a hug and just like pet her head. But we're going to get you out of here. It's okay. We're going to find out what's going on.
Did you know your assailant? Have you ever seen him before? Do you recognize any of your captors? We need to know as much as possible if we're going to get them.
Well, the other ones are dead.
Let's give her...
She seems just sort of overwhelmed when you just start assailing her with questions. She's like, I'm sorry, I don't know right now. I'm just trying to... Like, she's very, very overwhelmed and just scared right now.
My apologies. Just, it's fresh in your mind. I've just been taught to recall as much as possible, but you take your time. We need to get you out of here.
I just like kind of look at everyone. If we can grab whatever we can and work on getting out of here, we need to regroup.
I mean, because the room is made out of stone, so it's not like we have to worry about the entire room catching on fire.
It's probably not healthy for us to be in here.
Nah. Smoke. Ah. Lungs.
I start making sure all that, the books and paperwork that Leovar's throwing, I'm stamping it out like with my boot and then putting it like
gathering what you can.
Just shoving it into my like my knapsack. So just shoving it in.
Leovar manages to put out he doesn't get to grab a lot. So Leovar manages to basically pull out like 5 books more or less from this mess. Like there's just not a lot to save. Like this guy was very thorough in destroying stuff.
Yeah.
The 5 books that he pulls out are the following. Yes, I have names for these books. Get ready.
Fuck.
All right, I got paper.
Cool. All
right, so the first book is Monise Rodren's Power and Magic Studies, Volume 7.
Powers and Studies, number 7, Volume 7?
Powers and Magic Studies, Volume 7. The next book he pulls out is Emmanuel's... Rafa Zadir. Undead, Arcane, and Divine.
Undead, Arcane, and Divine.
Next one is Quim Thago.
Okay.
The Ex-Animate.
Ex-Animate. Okay.
The next one is Handbook of the Dead, and there is no author.
Handbook of the Dead?
Mm-hmm. Handbook of the Dead.
No oh, Handbook. Author. I didn't realize we're crossing over into Beetlejuice.
Is that a Beetlejuice reference?
That's similar, like Book of the Recently Deceased.
Oh, okay. I get it.
I'm sorry. Bad, terrible reference.
The last one is Raker, Arcane Creatures.
And does this one have a person of note?
Raker is the author.
Okay.
I'm assuming we're locked in here?
No, you still have the...
Oh, the other way?
Yeah, it's still wide open.
Oh, fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the way that he opened up just now.
You heard it lock.
Oh, okay, fair.
Yeah.
So I guess we just have to go back the other way.
Yeah.
I mean, you have 2 rogues that can attempt to open the lock, but then the guy might attempt to attack us, or if he has backup.
Yeah,
so there's always that option. Goes,
as much as I am for chasing bad guys, we have a civilian with us now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to take
Cora. If you guys want to, you guys can go, but I think she needs to get out of here because if we're going to be slinging what we've been slinging, she's not going to survive.
Mm-mm. Let's just head out.
I don't think we will either. That thing was able to animate the dragon back there, which how the hell did he get a corpse of a red dragon down here?
I was going to ask, do all dragons look like that?
Yeah, I mean, they're red, but most of them are... Wait, have I only seen red ones?
Yeah.
I've only seen red ones. So it was
How about let's get out of here and we can discuss this once we're in a safer spot.
Leovar kind of goes like, usually they're a lot more of the alive-y part.
I have no frame of reference.
I want to, as we go back through, grab my shield and grab a defining feature of that dragon carcass.
It's going to take time to do that.
Yeah, I'm fine too in time.
Okay, just taking
it. But I want something that is a defining feature of that dragon's carcass.
With, like, the marks. Just a small bit of the arcane marks.
No, I want something that will be proof that we didn't murder like 13 civilians. We killed an undead dragon chasing this necromancer.
Right.
And how the fuck did this guy get a red dragon corpse down here?
Yeah, so we'll take
proof that there is a dragon.
I can hack some parts off the dragon.
No,
I've got monster harvesting as a profession skill.
Ah.
roll your profession monster harvesting skill. It'll take you 3 minutes to do it.
Do I get a bonus from like masterwork tools that I would have on that too, or?
Did you specifically buy masterwork tools for that?
Yeah, we never really made a specific tool set for it, but I was setting aside like the 150 gold to buy that.
Yeah, okay, let's just say you have a masterwork set of stuff for it, so yeah.
Plus two?
Yeah, plus two.
21.
Alright, so probably the most defining feature of the dragon is going to be the head.
Oh, or the claws, mm-hmm. Okay.
Claws can be used for...
Oh, okay.
Lots of claws look like, to the untrained.
Fair.
Dragon head is dragon head. Nothing looks like a dragon except for a dragon. You cut off the dragon head. It doesn't take a lot of time because, hey, it was already dead and it was already in pieces. So you just gotta make a few extra cuts and pull it off. It smells awful, though. Just the worst. It is gross. It is goopy. Where do you put it?
I'm gonna be carrying that.
Me and Cora are gonna wait in the other room.
Well, I would hope that you guys are progressing out.
Leobar's not going to leave you alone.
Same. I'd have you back.
Whoever's attending the civilian is leaving.
I would attend the civilian.
Cool. Okay. We were already sick earlier. We don't want to have to deal with this any longer.
He's like, hey, I'm going to cut this thing into pieces, the two that got sick earlier. I'm going to wait in the other room.
Deuces.
Weak stomachs.
Leobar. Hey. The irony. takes you 3 or 4 minutes. You get the head. You guys start walking out. He's carrying this dragon head. About the size of like a horse's head, you know, except bigger. And it's just like leaving this awful trail of oozing grossities. And you just hear this nice little like slosh it's behind
you.
Hey,
it's gonna fit in well with the sewer.
It'll eventually stop. There's only so much goop that can be inside the skull.
It's magic goop, though.
It's decomposing. It's going to lose quite a bit, and it's going to take a while.
Good God.
Who knows what it does? It takes you all of, like, 10-15 minutes to get outside. Korra's kind of slow, and you guys are careful enough to not provoke anything else on the... You know, you check your ways, which way that you go. You get into the sewer, you go out, and you come out the other end. When you come out the sewer gate, you guys are back in the shady part of town. What do you guys do?
I look at Osgrim, and then I look at the shady part of town. I don't...
You should find some guards.
Yeah? I don't know...
We just need to...
Where we're gonna find guards that we can trust. Not down here.
Well, we killed the traitors.
Not all of them.
Yeah.
There were three that we're aware of. We killed all three.
Well, no, and then there were those ones that are chasing us. We got chased by a group.
We think those were the actual guard.
Oh, that's true.
That's just beeline for the Silver District.
I think carrying this around, I'll just like...
I don't want to carry that into another district. We can go back to my Vargo.
Okay.
We should report this as soon as possible.
Yes, but also, we have to make sure she's good.
Then that's why I'm Leo, saying... or you and Leo can escort her back. Either way, we're wanted is according to everyone right now in the guard, because we know they found the corpses of the civilians, and were chasing us.
Well, I look at Cora. Has she calmed down at all?
She's calmed down. No, she has not come down.
Okay.
She's having a panic attack.
I glance at her, and then I would vote for, if we can split. I need to get her somewhere safe.
Yeah.
And you guys know where my Vargo is for now, yeah?
Should y'all get her to, what's his face, the caravan gentleman?
Yeah,
the one who watches over her?
We can.
Wally doesn't have space in his... Yeah.
Wally can make an exception for the night.
Well, yeah, but we'll head back to our Vargo. That'll be the safest place. It's not that far, that much further away.
Yes,
and then you guys can go head to the guard. The rest of you can go head to the guard.
We're also going to need her testament as well.
She's in no spot to testify right now.
Yeah. You can come look for her later. You know where it's at. You can point them up to it.
Mm-hmm. So.
And we can look for guards along the way, too. Like, I'll keep my eye out for guards.
Well, I'm just afraid of you getting arrested on the way to your Fargo.
Well, then we'll get somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
And then we'll have our witness.
Fair enough.
We shouldn't dawdle.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so you guys go off. Me, Vera,
Will. Should we lock this and leave that key behind?
No, we'll lock it.
Keep the key, but definitely lock it.
Do we want that key found on our person if we're searched?
I don't know. We were given explicit permission from Lady Dagna to do this. We were told not to let anyone know about it, but I mean, that's pretty much out the window right now. We've lost our mark.
I believe we received the key and the paperwork for this by Jasper, so it was not by the most honorable of means.
Yeah. But Jasper even said, just don't let anybody check the paperwork too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's out of date, so maybe best to split from it.
But we were a group given a mission.
But if we try to
do this outside of the law, we're not trying to use that as evidence, but stash it if you can.
But it's a key. Does it say like the sewers on the key? It's just a key.
It's just a key, but
lock it, stash the key somewhere we can find it.
The paperwork we like whatever at this
stash
point.
Stash the paperwork too, because
okay.
Probably not with the key, just in case.
I'll give that to Leovar. He can rogue stuff. You can hide the paperwork and the key more.
It's good with me. Puts into the bag. It's like, you won't see it.
Cool. That's all I care about.
Are you going to go plant it upon someone? Because I would be okay with this.
I mean, I could return it to Jasper.
All I'm saying is, it could be a good resource to have. If we're going to keep doing stuff like this.
I mean, are we still going to keep doing it dishonorably? I don't mind, just you guys seem uptight.
We were given a job to do without the authority of law, but we still need to get the job done, right?
It's just a key to get into the sewer. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. Exactly. That's why they have permits and keys, and it's illegal, and we had to get off
there's,
of the Shady Rat Man.
There's
it's fine. Hey, guys, I ain't judging. I'm totally fine with
there's
it.
People down
I
there.
I start walking away with Cora towards
all
the
time, and I keep walking away. There's people down there all the time.
That's pretty bullshit, but okay. I'm just gonna take her over to my Vargo, and you guys can do your thing.
No, I'll follow with you.
I would suggest Leovar also attend them, keep them safe.
Leovar kind of goes like, I'm actually going to do what I said. I'm gonna return these to Jasper, because I feel like that's the best course of action.
Okay. He's
the person who gave it to us. If we give him back, worst case scenario, we know where it's at.
Do you think he would want to see either one of us? I think he might have noticed paperwork gone missing recently.
Well, that's why we returned the things that we bought, and it's a refund.
You didn't buy those papers that you gave me.
But we did buy the key.
Okay.
If I return it, I'm either really, really stupid or really, really smart. It'd be up to Jasper to figure that out.
I can tell you which one, but I don't think you're gonna like it.
Hey, hey. One of us wanted those papers. One of us has those papers. It is not me.
Odds are he doesn't even know they're missing.
Hopefully. And worst case scenario, he searches my person. I don't have them.
Would you be fine doing that solo?
Yeah, what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah. Well, let's not say that.
I mean,
I say from like 20 feet
away. Look at what happened tonight.
Yeah, what's the worst that could happen? He walks off.
Just stay safe.
I'm meet sure you back at the lion's den.
Alright, so Vera, Cora, and Gar are going to the Vargo. The dwarves are going to be dwarves and go find a guard with a giant dragon head. And Leovar is going to go talk to Rat Boy.
Rat Man.
Rat Man.
This very much fits for the party.
We're going to be nice people and help the person. We're going to be dwarves and go to law. I will be a rogue and go talk to a rogue.
Well, I also just want to report this to Dagna as soon as possible, too.
I don't blame you, 100%. If we didn't have a civilian, I would be right there with you.
All right, so you guys get to your... you guys go to the Vargo. Ez and Brina, I need you to roll D100.
Both of us or one of us?
Just one of you.
I'll roll it. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it.
To be fair, he's been rolling really, really high tonight.
60.
All right, I would have rolled a 6 on this one. Where are you guys going? Where are you guys going exactly?
I don't know.
I would be heading towards the barracks because I know for sure there's going to be someone there. And if we get stopped by a guard along the way, hey, we've got an escort now.
All right, so that's pretty much what happens. You guys are about a quarter of the way there. You get out of the Copper District. Funny, right when you get out of the Copper District, you meet some guards. And they look at you and they're just like, excuse me, stop.
Yep.
What is that you have there?
This is a dragon's head that was recently animated by a rogue necromancer in the Copper District. And I'm going to go report to Lady Dagna currently. Would you like to escort us there?
Lady Zagda has been awaiting us.
Roll a d20 diplomacy minus 10.
Fuck yes. That's a nat 20.
Okay.
Holy shit.
So, these guards look at you. They look at each other. They look at the head. They look at each other. They look at you. Then they look at Brina. Then they look at each other. And they look at the head. They kind of go...
Fuck it.
They kind of lean into one another. And they kind of whisper something to one another. And then one of them kind of goes like, all right. I'm going to take your word on this that you actually need to go see Lady Dagna only because you're carrying dragon head.
Yep.
But we're going to escort you and
please
do any funny business. I'm not going to ask any more questions. Is this understood?
Understood.
Oh, I couldn't cast anything if I wanted to right now, so yeah, let's keep going.
Oh, you're a caster on top of it? Okay, if you cast anything, then you're
basically... Oh, I can't. I'm completely tapped after this.
Okay. Walk in front of us, please.
Yep. I've got my hands busy as it is anyways, and I just start trudging back towards the barracks.
Could I understood what they were whispering behind their hands? Like, could I make it out?
Yeah, roll listen check.
Okay. Because I'm curious, and I'm just nosy as fuck. Ooh, that's a 18, 19, 20, 22, 23, 25.
All right, what you heard them say between each other, one of them, the first one kind of goes like, who do we report this to? And then the other guy kind of goes like, do you want to report this to the captain? Kind of goes like, I don't want to fucking report this to the captain. He's like, what if we're wrong? What if these guys are actually like with royalty? And he kind of goes like, dude, they're not with royalty. He goes, dude, one of them is carrying a dragon head. What if we're wrong? We could totally lose our careers over this. And he kind of goes like, yeah, but what if they're lying and they're just trying to go see Dagna? She's gonna kill us. He kind of goes like, look, they have a dragon head. I don't want to deal with that. I don't get paid enough. We're taking them to the Royal District and fuck everything else. And the other guy kind of goes like, all right, fine.
So can I tell from that they're going to actually take us to Lady Dagna, or are they just going to be like, fuck it?
That's what you heard. You can assume whatever you want from that.
Okay. Royal District,
Well, we could assume she's at the barracks, correct?
Well, that...
Was that not where we told to find her next?
It's like 1 o'clock in the morning, and yeah, she said to meet her there, but again, it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Fair enough.
And you don't really know her schedule. She probably wasn't expecting you to come back same day.
Fair enough.
It's been like 12 hours.
Also fair, we didn't expect to do this same day either. One of us was fucking smash drunk earlier today.
True. So, do you follow the guards?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, I guess they're following me because...
Yeah, but they direct you more or less. So, like, go down this street, take a left, you know, go on. So, The guards kind of, like, direct you. You get to kind of, like, the gold district area. And when you get to the gold district area, some higher-up guards approach you. And they kind of go, like, halt, what's going on here? And two guards go up to them. And they kind of explain the situation. And the two guards kind of go, like, all right, we're going to take you to our superiors. You're not going straight up to the royal district. That's not allowed. And he goes, like, we're going to talk to our superiors, and we'll go from there.
Sounds good.
So they direct you, they redirect you. You get to like a guard house, more or less. It's pretty well kept in the gold district. When they bring you in, you see an older looking sergeant kind of sleeping behind a desk. Like he's just kind of like rocked back and kind of just like sleeping. And they kind of step in and go, sir, we have something here for you. And he just kind of like wakes up. He's just like, oh, what is that smell? What is that? Oh my god. Put that outside. He points to you. Put that outside. What is that?
That would be a reanimated dragon's head.
It smells like you have people in this town that have not good intentions.
I will go set that outside.
Thank you. He kind of goes like, congratulations. Welcome to Gallants. What an astute observation.
Well, thank you. I have been in town for less than a fortnight, so...
In fact, this like day three for you?
Possibly day three, day four. Accomplished a lot in such a short amount of time.
He kind of gets up, he dusts himself off, and he kind of goes, points at Ezra, and kind of goes, what's your name?
Basgrim Orwin.
He writes it down. He goes, points to you, Brina. What's your name?
Erdred of Clan Farmore.
Writes it down, kind of goes like, and you have a reanimated dragon head?
It was once reanimated. It is now no longer reanimated.
Just the dragon head?
It was the rest of a dragon too, but that is the most defining feature I could think to bring, so our story holds.
Fair enough. Writes it down, kind of goes like, and you were trying to see who?
Lady Dagna, specifically.
Writes that down. All right. First things first, are you part of any guild or any clan or anything else like that we should be aware of?
I am part of the Stonehall Warriors, though this is not sanctioned through them.
But you're part of the Stonehall Warriors?
Yes.
Alright, he seems to make a note of that and kind of goes like, alright, for the time being, he goes, I'm going to need to relinquish all your weapons and you're going to sleep in bunks here inside the barracks for the night. I have to collaborate your story and at least get an idea of what's going on. You're not accused of anything at the time, but we need to do some research on our end. Was there anybody else with you that we can contact?
Yes, there are a few. We had a run-in with the guards in the Copper District earlier in the night. There was an unfortunate circumstance where... It seems that some of your guardsmen also went rogue and murdered civilians, probably to blame it on me and my group, as we were hunting a necromancer that they were in corroboration with.
Who is your group?
Myself, Theodred here, and we have a few more that are taking refuge in the Copper District.
Any names?
We have Varinel, Garscore John, and Leovar.
Descriptions? Do you give them like a general description of
your I'll just give general descriptions.
He goes, and they should be in the Copper District?
They're in the Copper District at one of the Elven Refuge.
Okay.
They are also assisting a civilian we managed to save from the necromancer.
Who would that be?
Cora. She was a painter by trade, I believe, in the Copper District.
He finishes writing down his notes and kind of goes like, all right. He kind of goes, if you'll relinquish all your weapons in that chest right there, he points to a chest. He kind of goes, we're going to lock it up. You will have the key for the time being, as long as you prove yourselves not to be of any hindrance or aggression towards us. We will do an investigation and we will get back to you as soon as we can.
Sounds fair. Right. I'll just put weapons in.
And he kind of goes, also your armor.
Fuck. Well, I need to take it off to sleep anyways. there. I mind assisting me with this?
I was going to ask if you would like some assistance.
Do you guys put all your weapons and armor in the chest?
I'm going to at least keep one of my little lockpicks out on me.
Do you have sleight of hand?
No. Well, never mind. I would not even attempt it. So, fuck.
Okay. But you put everything into the box?
Yep.
Alright.
Yep.
So you put everything into the box. They put you into... It's not really like a cell. It's kind of like a... Well, it's a cell. It's just nicer than a cell. It's like wooded and you have like actual beds and stuff like that.
Fun.
Before they shut the door, though, they tell you, like, the guy who had been talking to you, he just kind of stands in the doorway and he kind of goes, just so you know, again, you're not under, you have no accusations against you currently. You have not committed any crimes as of the time. We just need to hold you here so we know, so we can confirm parts of your story. If your story turns out to be true, you can leave as soon as we find that out. He goes, but until the time that comes, I'd like you to be patient with us for the time being. If you have any needs or you wish to contact your guild, you can talk to either guard out front. They should help you. Goes, I know you're of the Stonehall Warriors. He kind of goes, I've already sent a messenger there to send forth that we are currently holding you inside this cell.
For all transparency, I am also a cleric. So if there's anything special you need, otherwise I will vow not to cast anything until further notice. I'm currently tapped for the night. I don't know if you care or believe me, but...
He kind of goes, if you're a cleric, I would just ask that you do not pray in the morning to get your spells until we can confirm your story. And he goes, after that, you're more than welcome to do that, but just... For our sakes, we aren't exactly trained to know what magic you are casting. We are just trained to know that magic is being cast. So we must treat all magic as hostile until after the fact. I apologize for that, but I do not have a mage retainer on cue right now.
Fair enough, which is why I was being transparent as possible for your sake as well as mine.
He kind of goes, I appreciate that. I appreciate that a lot. He leaves. Farrah and Gar, you get Cora back to the your Vargo, and when you do, you've rested for all of like 40-50 minutes when you hear some commotion outside.
Hey, I would have just like tucked her into like the bed in the Vargo and just had her rest and try to calm down more.
Like she goes out immediately.
Okay. Cool. So I would actually probably just be sitting there with Gar, just like, well, what the fuck do we do now? So I'd pop out as soon as I heard anything outside.
All right. So as you pop out, you see a like three men on horseback. They appear to be guards. And you see one of them kind of like gallop up to you. We're looking for an elven female named Vera. Do you know of her?
That would be I.
Are you with Garskorjan?
I kind of like lean over.
He's just like this fucking paragraph.
I lean over and I point to the gnome.
Hi.
That's him.
And do you have a Leovar?
No, Leovar hasn't popped back yet.
No.
And is there a Cora with you?
Cora is resting in the back.
Do you know a man by the name of Basgrim and another one by the name of Thera?
Yes.
All right. We need you to report to the guards immediately. We need to take Cora with us. We need to confirm some stories.
I just kind of like look back in at Cora. There any way she can rest a little longer? I'm happy to go. We're happy to go. She just had a very... She was just kidnapped by a necromancer.
Can we just take the Vargo closer to there?
Yeah. Could we keep her in here? I have a lock on the door if you want to lock her in there.
Roll diplomacy.
19.
He kind of goes, I'm sorry, we can't do that. He kind of goes, per protocol, I can't just allow you to drive your Vargo around. I need you both to come with me and her too.
Okay, goes, she
if
might.
You come with us, just, you're not accused of anything at the time being. We just need to collaborate some stories, make sure everyone's on the same page, and then we can go from there.
I totally understand. We sent those two to go find guards. The only thing I'm worried about is if I wake her up, she might have another panic attack, which we can deal with. I just need you to be prepared that she's not in a great mental state right now.
He kind of goes, I'll tell you what. You know best, but I need her up, and I need her to come to the guardhouse within 5 minutes, okay? We need to start heading over there immediately. And he goes, but I'll give you your time. I will say this now, however, if you draw any weapons or cast any spells, I have to take that as hostile action. So just note that right now.
Okay? Understood. I'll go in and try to gently wake her up.
I'll start taking off my armor.
Okay. Cool.
You wake her up, and she kind of like, I'm sorry, what?
Hey, dear, I am sorry for waking you. I wish we had more time to let you rest and recover, but the other two did find some guards, and we all need to kind of report in to give our sides of the stories.
Roll diplomacy. Okay.
27.
Alright. She seems to calm down. She seems to have calmed down quite a bit. And she kind of goes like, I understand.
I just grab one of my blankets and like wrap it around her. And just keep that. Hopefully this is over sooner rather than later for you. So.
She climbs out. She's surprisingly well held together. And you guys head off to the guard tower.
Cool.
Or the guard station.
Me just sending a meaningful glance to Gar. Like, where's Leovar? I would not say that out loud, but just like, ugh.
Alright. So, you guys head over there. When you get to the guard area, you can see that your friends are inside the guard area, and you guys get all kind of like ushered into there. When you do, you can see that your friends are sleeping. They wake up when you come in, and the guards basically tell you, they're just like, we have to do some collaboration on our end. If you guys don't mind staying here for the night, you know, we've made some extra beds. You guys see another cell, basically, to the cell. These are nice cells, though. They have wooden floor and beds, and
they have a bed with padding on it.
Yeah.
Not just a blanket.
These are A-grade luxury prison hotels.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, it is what it is. I would just have Cora go in first and pick a comfortable bed.
So, it takes, like, basically, like, till the next morning for shit to actually get rolling. But in the morning, you guys are basically awoken to Lady Dagna. And Lady Dagna kind of comes in, and she does not seem happy.
Yep.
And yep. She just kind of walks in with this frown. You see, like, two royal guards next to her. And she looks at the other guards and kind of goes, you may leave. And then she walks in and just kind of goes, like...
Good morning.
Is it?
We didn't die.
Congratulations. That would have been less paperwork.
Sorry about the paperwork, but you don't have a reanimated dragon in your sewers anymore.
I'd say that's a minor win.
I need you all to tell me exactly what's going on here. Do you guys just reaccount everything?
Yeah.
Do you guys
want to leave anything out?
No, I don't think so. Not in particular.
Mind you, Leovar never showed up.
Yeah. Real question is there should be anything we leave out, guys?
I don't think there really is. We'll tell them about that we found an informant. We spoke with an informant in the Copper District that gave us the info on the sewers. I would say that.
Yeah. We wouldn't give specifics as to who he was because he asked us not to give names. And, like, we didn't know who it was. So just spoke to someone that pointed us the right direction.
Okay. So you tell the whole story and she just kind of, like, rubs her eyes a little bit. She kind of goes, like...
And we definitely tell about the traitorous guards.
Yep.
Yeah, given, like, I would just add in, given the dead civilians from the guards that were traitors, it seemed best to come report immediately. given that situation.
She listens to the whole story, and at the end of it, she kind of goes like, yeah, I'm inclined to believe your story, but there are some problems with it. She goes, firstly, the guards didn't find a reanimated dragon down there.
That's why I brought the head.
A head doesn't constitute a fully reanimated dragon.
Okay.
I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying.
I mean, I don't know that it was an entire dragon because it was stitched together. Like, it was patchworked.
It was.
There was also a minotaur that was being held down there. No, I'm assuming he escaped.
He was hired. He wasn't being held down there. No, he was hired.
No, we didn't kill him.
You're forgetting.
Oh, right.
You're forgetting. Yeah, he was. Right. We just beat him up, and then we're like, just leave, bro.
And he was like, okay.
It was a dragon. Yeah, it was a full dragon. It's not like dragons have more than four legs. It wasn't missing body parts.
It was like cutting up a chicken
and putting it back together.
Having it rot, putting it back together, and then having it rot again and melt.
Yeah.
So,
look, what I'm saying is they have sent guards down there to look into the area that you have described. There was no body of a dragon down there.
Were there dead corpses everywhere?
There were dead corpses here and there, but...
So, but specifically here and there, because when we were down there, there were piles of rotting corpses. Piles that these things came out of. And that necromancer was trying to burn everything. And I look at Thera. I'm pretty sure the books that he burned, we were able to save some. You have them, don't you?
Yes. They would be locked within my bag. There.
And it was like,
a point to the...
I'm not saying that you guys didn't fight what you saw or whatever else. I'm just telling you that there was no body of a dragon found down there. There were bodies of creatures and humans and some other oddities, for sure, that we haven't seen in a long time, but...
It would make sense, though. It's a necromancer. It can decay and rot flesh. Of course, it would not leave any trace of evidence behind.
Well, it could also mean that there were more traitors in the guards than the three that we dealt with as well.
While that is possible, it is highly unlikely. I'm not saying that there aren't traitors in the guards, but all it takes is a few guards to disappear and anybody can wear their armor. It's not necessarily a traitor within the guards, it's just getting guard armor and acting like a guard.
It's more hired hands.
Well, these three in particular had dealt with the captain and the Copper District as well, so
I will send they some seem of the known. Captain of the Copper District then, but there are lots of captains in there. Do you have anything else to go off of?
Did we have a name? Did anyone write down?
I don't think we ever got his name.
We never got a name. I'm pretty sure we never got a name.
To Lady Dagna, I give her a description of the necklace I saw. Is that a sigil of anything of a guild by chance?
She listens to the description and she kind of goes, I'm sorry, I don't recall that being any guild that I know of, but I am not someone that you should talk to about guild matters.
Wait, that being the first time I've heard that description of it, does it ring a bell
to me?
I'm assuming guild, it could be something like a personal house, a sigil, a religion, a cult. I'm assuming it was I was just going first off a guild or something.
She goes, if you want to talk about guilds or religion or anything else like that, I suggest that you seek out the proper experts on those subjects. I am not an expert on those subjects. I am a high-ranking guard that specifically guards the royal family. As far as guilds and religious matters go, I do not give two shakes.
Understandable.
I did not have a name, by the way.
So, I understand that the reason that's a concern and that the guards did not find what we reported is that now there's not a concrete story to back up why we had a rotting dragon head, what does this mean for next steps for us?
Currently nothing. I'm just letting you know that as of right now, there's no way to 100% collaborate your story.
Yeah.
However, there are lots of other things that we have found that do collaborate with your story. The dead people at the house, the Wallace, I think that was his name, the unknowing gnome.
Well, yeah.
Confirmed your story, as well as some other people in the Copper District also confirmed your story. Great. And there seemed to be, there were bodies found in the sewers, and we did find a room destroyed with fire, and there were lots of destroyed properties in there, so much of your story lines up. I'm just letting you know that there are pieces that do not. For the time being, however, I did ask you to solve an issue of the princess's choosing, and you have done so. So, in respect to that, she takes out a note and writes something on it. She kind of goes like, and wraps it, kind of goes, "That is a guild pass. It's a written script from the princess herself. It will allow you to basically join any guild that you so choose as a whole. You need to become a guild together. You need to become a party, a recognized group. And if you wish to do any more work in this city, this is something that you must do. Or, I mean, you could go solo, but good luck with that. It is very difficult to do so. What I will say is take your time in choosing. It does take... It is not a choice you should take lightly. Or you could sell it. I don't really care."
I just look over at Oscar. Aren't you already in one?
Yes, but we would need to actually, to my knowledge, form our party officially under the guild, which I can be a vouch for that. Stonehill warriors are generally very selective about who they employ.
Presenting yourself as an adventuring group doesn't necessarily mean pledging your whole allegiance to the guild. It just means that is the guild that you report to for your adventuring purposes. It sounds like your friend is already part of the guild and has a special relationship with them. It is up to him if he wants to join or not. I mean, I'm sure his guild would have some favor in wanting to make an adventuring party, but they are the Stonehall Warriors Guild, so...
We will look into that.
Do so on your own time. It is not a big deal to me. As for now, she unlocks the gate and just kind of goes, "There are no crimes held against you at this time. However, if we do find any evidence against you, you will be recalled. I would like to know where your other one is."
To be completely honest with you, I'm not sure where he is either.
He might head back to the Vargo.
He split from us last night.
We'll keep an eye out for him. Should we have him report back to you? Or to the guards?
No, that's fine. I don't really want to deal with him.
Understandable.
I apologize for the paperwork. I will probably be handed a stack of my own upon returning to my guild.
Not worried. She kind of goes, "As for payment," she takes out a small bag, looks at it, and kind of just tosses it at one of you. She kind of goes, "That should more than compensate for what you have done today, and also note that the princess may call upon you further in the future. However, I would be careful. By reporting to the guards directly, you may have other people look into this matter, and they may approach you as such. So, you would be wise to be careful with that."
Understandable.
Other than that, I have other things to attend to today. If you need to contact me, I'm usually at the barracks, or I'm at the castle. Other than that, if you want to talk to the princess, you must talk to me first. Do not go to the princess first.
We will make sure to follow your chain of command.
Thank you very much. I wish you all the best. And she walks out.
How much gold did we get?
There was 250 platinum.
Oh, shit.
So that's
50 platinum piece.
All right. Does that mean that we get also Leovar's share?
No.
Since he's not here.
Give Leovar his share. What do we find him?
I elect that we each do 45 platinum each, and then that extra 25 goes straight.
Yeah, we would head out
and get all our stuff back, and that extra 25 goes towards wand.
Yeah, that's fine with me. But yeah, no, we would be heading out 45 before we even counted things.
Yeah, okay. Do 45 plat.
Okay. As you guys get outside and head down the street, about a minute later, when you guys get down the street, Leovar kind of pops up and kind of goes like, "Guys, what the fuck was going on? Kids were all in jail."
Before that even happens, we have to spend like 10 minutes like putting back on fucking.
Yeah, I mean like after you do all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where were you?
Well, I was gonna plan to break you guys out, but you guys got out.
It wasn't necessary. We were just waiting for Dagna.
The door wasn't even locked.
I didn't know that.
Fair.
Hey, I was planning an amazing prison break for you guys.
I mean, I can keep your platinum if you'd like.
Why would you keep my platinum? I had platinum?
I just, like, I pull out the baggie and I, like, jingle it.
Here it goes.
We got paid.
I mean, I like getting paid.
But let's get a little bit further down the way. Maybe back towards the Copper District. I glance over at Cora. How are you doing?
She kind of shrugs. She's like, I've had worse days, like yesterday.
True. I would just start... Well, how close are we to the Lion's Den? This area is like an hour away still too, isn't it? Or 30 minutes?
It's not too far though, because the Silver District, or the Lion's Den sits in the better part of the Silver District.
And we're on like the edge of the Silver District?
You're kind of in the Gold District right now.
Oh, in the Gold, okay.
Okay, so... Why don't we go to the Lion's Den for now? Rest and recover. Talk from there.
I'll just go back to the Copper District. I don't have the money to spend.
We can spot you for a day.
I'm inviting you to the Lion's Den.
I can't afford that.
I know. I can pay for you.
We can get you at least a good room and good meal for the night or so. You're going to need some time to recover before anything, really.
I wanted to do this in the Lion's Den, but I just take the pouch and I, like, open it so that, like, it's not visible what's inside of it. Like, it sounds like coins, but you can't tell it's all platinum. And I'm, like, trying to count roughly how much is in there, and then I just take out 10 pieces and I kind of palm it and I, like, take her hand and put 10 pieces in her hand. This is for you to recover and maybe get out of the Copper District for a little while. And I just, like, have her put it, like, in her pockets.
Okay. She just kind of goes, thanks. Yes. She kind of, like, points out a coin. She goes, like, you can't be giving this to me.
Sure we can.
She kind of goes, this is too much. She's like, I can't.
If you care to, we can find somewhere in the Silver District to break it into more reasonable currency, and you can share it if you like, but you also helped in this endeavor.
Because I didn't do anything.
If you really wish to pay us back, then we've heard that you are a phenomenal artist. Maybe you can paint for us. But for the time being, you should be taking care of yourself. You might be in shock now, but once that shock wears off, it will show itself.
My concern is that man is still around somewhere. He wanted you, and I don't know why. I want you somewhere safer than the Copper District for now.
She kind of shrugs. She just kind of goes like, well... Can't really argue with you, but I've never even seen this much money in my life, let alone dreamt of it. It was, I guess I can afford a night at the Lion's Den now.
Let's just go and take a day to recover. I think we all could use it.
Okay. She follows you guys.
I'm sure I'm not the only one still sore, since I couldn't cover healing last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're all a little bit in pain.
Yeah.
Well, did we get our 8 hours of sleep?
No.
No.
Oh, not even there. No. Okay. No. I thought we had a late start.
No, it was.
It was all bad.
Guards don't give you. They're nice, but they don't give you a comfortable sleep.
One last thing. While we're walking, I keep forgetting to give Bosgrim. Like, while they're talking to Cora, as we're walking, I'll walk in stride with him, and I speak in plain Dwarven to him that I hand over the paperwork that ties to his guild. I believe these belong to your people. This is important stuff. And it did not seem fair for the man that was named Jasper to have such crucial information. I believe that it belongs with your guild, mostly. Trade secrets should never be traded, I guess.
Many things. Unfortunately, people like him tend to always get their hands on information like this. But this should help.
Hey, if it endears us to your guild a little more, it'll be a boon to us, hopefully, someday.
Oh, I'm probably going to be hit by Maul when I get back.
Right, that's the Maul?
Yeah.
The Maul.
That is the Maul who's served, 100 years at Warden Fort?
Yes, I've only heard of him by name. I didn't realize he was part of your guild.
Him and Sunder of Ark are supposedly legends along the warfront there.
Many of us have heard of them in Otho. Their fighting prowess have been known to many of us.
Well, I've been on the receiving side of Maul, and yeah, he's as good as any legends probably say, if not better. Because anyone that can hold a Maul like that in one hand, you generally don't want to fuck with.
I should one day like to meet some of your guild. I think it would be quite interesting.
Well, if things go my way, you all might get to meet everyone soon enough. Because Maul's going to want to know about this group of idiots that supposedly took down a reanimated dragon. Which, where was the head when we left?
Huh?
Where was the head when we left? Was it still out there?
Dagna took it with her.
Damn.
Sad. Us all sad that we didn't get the dragon head, even though we got, a ton of platinum.
We also didn't get the 6,000 gold for Leovar when we killed all the dragon knights.
Yeah, fair.
So I guess you only have 115 platinum for the wand.
You gave Leovar 45.
Yeah, so we split 45, and
I gave 10 of my own platinum.
Oh, that's how you're doing that? Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, I wasn't going to take it from you guys.
So you have 25 platinum for wands.
If I spend the 25 with my 45 plat, I can just barely get a wand, because I got 70 gold. But I still got half of the old wand, so we're doing all right.
Yep, next session we will pick up from the Lion's Den after your triumphant success over this necromancer. Who he was and what he was doing, you guys don't know, but at least it seems Lady Dagna trusts you now. At least a little bit. And hey, you got paid.